This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Here we go. It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We are having a great time here. Richardson Bar and Grill in Richardson on Campbell Road. Chert in SoCal making his presence known, dropping us off some goodies. I got me a 20-ounce Diet Coke with my name on it. Love that. Love talking Mavs opening night with you and Cowboys 49ers. And for more on that, we're going to talk with Matt Barros. He covers the 49ers for The Athletic. And he joins us now right here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. And a good afternoon, Matt. How the heck are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We're doing great. You know, it's a little bit different circumstances we're meeting in. I think it's clear the Cowboys are no longer contenders. Are the 49ers still?
They think so. I think Sunday's game is going to go a long way to answering that. They do think that they're going to have a bit of a boost following their bye. The 49ers have a bye after the Cowboys game, and they should get some fairly key players back after that. And that starts with Christian McCaffrey. It includes Dre Greenlaw, their linebacker. So the thinking here is that if they can just stay afloat until the bye, they've got some pretty significant lifeboats coming after the bye. And in a relatively weak NFC, I feel like even though the Cowboys are 3-3, the 49ers are 3-4, they're still kind of right in the middle of things in this half the season to play out.
So what kind of a roster are we expecting Sunday from the Niners, specifically Kittle and Debo? What's the latest with them?
Yeah, both of them practiced today, and the Debo situation is pretty remarkable considering on Tuesday morning, he was still in the hospital recovering from pneumonia, and he was out there today. He'll probably be limited officially on the injury report, but he looked like he was full go today, and if I was a betting man, I would say that he's going to play on Sunday night. So that's a big deal. Kittle's a big deal. He's actually their leader in receiving yardage through seven games. He's also their leader in red zone touchdowns by a wide margin. So that's a big deal that both of those guys were in practice. Juwan Jennings, another one of their top receivers, and really one of their best receivers when it comes to man-to-man coverage. He's still out, and he's looking more and more doubtful for Sunday.
Matt, when it comes to the 49ers defensively, I think I've always looked at Fred Warner as the absolute kryptonite for Dak Prescott, but what's your assessment overall of how this defense has played to this point of the season?
Yeah, it's funny. They're a little bit different than previous years. This is a team that thinks of itself as a defensive line centric team. They spend a lot of resources on the defensive line. They obviously, as you noted, have a really good middle linebacker in Fred Warner, and they haven't spent as much resources on the secondary. That's been reversed this year. The best play has come from the secondary, especially the cornerbacks. They've got a couple of really good starters in Charvarius Ward and Diamador Lenore. They've got a nickel cornerback. He actually comes in on third downs, and Diamador Lenore moves to nickel, but Renardo Green has started to come on as well. So that's been a strength the last two games. The weakness has really been the front, which has been banged up. They're missing Javon Hargrave for the rest of the season, some other injuries along the line. So it's not going to be quite the 49ers defensive line that have faced the Cowboys in recent years. Nick Bosa is still there doing Nick Bosa things. But other than that, it's really a rebuilt and really battered defensive line in this game.
offensively, the style, the typical Shanahan way of doing things, the screen passes, all the yards after contact and stuff like that, yards after catch, not really been there this year. Purdy pushing the ball down the field more. Was that the expectation coming in?
Well, it sort of was. The Chiefs in the Super Bowl provided a really good blueprint on stopping the 49ers, and other teams seem to be following it, which is playing more man-to-man defense and really clogging up the middle. Shanahan and Purdy's bread and butter are these sort of mid to deep crossing routes across the middle that really carve up zone defenses. And Brandon Ayuk's good at it. Deebo Samuel's good at it. Teams are taking that away this year. So that's taking away a lot of the mid-range throws, and it's taking away a lot of the yak yards as well. No Christian McCaffrey obviously plays a big role in that too, especially the yak part of it. There are really no easy throws anymore, and it's affected the red zone as well. The 49ers are not scoring in the red zone nearly to the point that they were last year. And they're not running the ball in the red zone either. So I think that those last two things can be directly attributed to not having Christian McCaffrey these first seven games.
Matt Barrows of The Athletic covers the 49ers, and he joins us here on Your Home of the Cowboys.
Hey, Matt, I was curious about the situation with Nick Sorensen, because it seems like that every year it's the 49ers are getting a new defensive coordinator. But do you think that some of the things have kind of with Nick being there now, the new coordinator, has it been a little bit of a struggle, or has it really been more about some of the injuries that they've had to deal with?
Yeah, I think it's been more personnel related. They don't have Eric Armstead anymore. This is the team that made not one but two trades at defensive end last year for Randy Gregory and then for Chase Young, and they're still light at defensive end. That's still a problematic area. They really haven't had a good bookend for Nick Bosa since 2019 when D Ford was on the other side. So that's been problematic. Not having Dre Greenlaw affects things. Fred Warner, he's starting to look more like Fred Warner, but he's been dealing with an ankle injury for the last few weeks that slowed him down a bit. So I really think it's more related to that than anything else. They played very well defensively in Seattle in week six. They weren't awful against the Chiefs this last week. This last week's loss was very much at the foot of the offense and not the defense. So I think Sorensen's been fine. But it has been an issue that the defensive coordinators are so good that they often get hired, or last year in Steve Wilks get fired.
Matt Barrows, who covers the 49ers for The Athletic, with us here in the G-Bag Nation on 105 through the Fan. Brock Purdy, what are your thoughts on his play here recently? I saw reports that Kyle Shanahan had kind of a private one-on-one, was a little bit maybe harsh, it seemed like, on him. And do you think they're going to pay him a big-time contract at the end of the season?
Yeah, I think they will. Overall, he's been quite good this season, the major exception being Sunday against the Chiefs. Arguably was the worst game of his career. He had a really bad one on Christmas night last year against the Ravens as well. I just don't know very many quarterbacks that don't have one of those types of games, at least one per season. Maybe Patrick Mahomes, maybe Lamar Jackson, but it's pretty elite company. I think he's going to bounce back. Like I said, defenses have been doing different things this year, and it's up to Shanahan and Purdy to make the correct chess move to counteract that. And for the most part, they've done so. I'm not sure whether the personnel is perfectly suited for sort of a deep ball game, which is what defenses are daring the 49ers to do, especially now that Brandon Ayuk is out for the season. I think that's going to be harder and harder to do. So they seem to be kind of painted into a corner right now, and what makes this game on Sunday really interesting. I mean, if the Cowboys follow the pattern, they're going to play a lot more man defense. They're going to clog up the middle, and they're going to dare the 49ers to beat them deep. And it'll be up to Purdy and his sort of makeshift receiving group to make that happen.
Matt Barrows covers the 49ers with The Athletic, and he's with us now here on The Fan. Now, the Cowboys have really struggled against the run, especially against the Shanahan style. So it would be surprising to us, I think, if even that strategy slowed down the Niners' running game. Stacking the box like hasn't been a cure-all for the Cowboys, and with Tank Lawrence and Micah Parsons out, I mean, what do you think here, Matt? Can you see a situation where the Niners are going to struggle so much that the Cowboys could actually win this game?
I mean, I've seen this team lose to the Cardinals and the Rams this year. So, yeah, I can see that that happening. I do agree with you, though, that the 49ers run game has been the most consistent piece. I said earlier that they've had trouble running in the red zone. That's true. But other parts of the field, they've been quite good. They were held at bay by the Chiefs. The asterisk there, though, is that Jordan Mason, their top tailback, had the most yards against the Chiefs of any tailback this season. It wasn't a huge number, but they still did better than most teams do. I think they're going to get back to that. They're expecting the Cowboys to really emphasize their running game more than they have as well. And you know, they're playing a team coming off the bye. That's always a an advantage for the rest of the team, and the 49ers are very much battered right now.
Well, thank you, Matt. Enjoy the week and the weekend, and we'll catch up with you down the road.
All right. I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Cheers. There he goes. Yeah, thank you for that Niners preview, his perspective on the contenders are down. This is the perfect time for the Cowboys to face them if they could get them, especially Juwan Jennings out, although it sounds like Debo and Kittle are going to find a way to play. They're definitely not 100%. We are reinforced now officially live at Richardson Bar and Grill, Campbell Road. Got a second batch of G-Bag Nation flags if you're in the area. We have more than enough that if you make your way here now, you will get one. We also have the G-Bag Nation Flagtober pint glasses brought to you by Tolbert Garage Doors, but I think they're out. I think we've given away the last one of these beautiful pint glasses, so you're going to have to wait for the next opportunity to get some of that. Now, if you're down south, we're going to be at Grand Prairie B-Dubs tomorrow off of 20, and you know, we'd love to see you out there. But coming up next, Woolchuck, it's a top 10. What do you got?
It's a big day. It's National Food Day. It's Brian Broaddus' day. I've got the top 10 most popular foods in all of the U.S. of A. What is your food that you eat the most every single year? That's next.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Nation.
We are back, GBAG Nation. We are live at Richardson Bar and Grill here on Campbell Road. Reinforcements of GBAG flags have arrived. We are out of the Flagtober pint glasses brought to you by Tolbert Garage Door, but we're peeking in the fellowship department right now, seeing so many longtime Tolos. And we want to thank everybody that's made it through already, and we look forward to seeing more of your faces. We're not even at the halfway point of this show. It's time now for Woolchuck's Top 10 at 420. This is a segment of the nation brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's injured in a car, truck, wreck, contact the Frankels. Get a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. Here he is, Zach, with an H. You're Wooly Bully.
All right, 877-881-1053. You're right, 214. Missed a golden opportunity. Should have asked about Christian McCaffrey. We didn't. I apologize for that. McCaffrey ain't playing this week, so not a big issue for us.
He's not. Yeah, he's not playing.
There's no chance he's playing.
No, not at all.
Yeah, that's a 49er.
They've
concern.
Even talked about him after the bye.
Yeah, they said week 10. Week 10 is kind of the area that they've signaled him to play.
Maybe he meant... Does San Francisco still hate Brian and I?
They do. Yeah. There are. If you were to mention the G-Bag Nation in San Francisco or Santa Clara, you'd be probably shanked.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
It's not safe for us. Yeah. In fact, the next Super Bowl that's there, I'd recommend you two just stay back and let Eric and I handle this.
Okay. Well,
if you insist.
If you're up for it.
I think that might just be best for
I am going to New Orleans, though, next year.
New Orleans is fair, and you're actually like the mayor of New Orleans.
I'm going to try.
You're going to be running
gonna
stuff
try
there.
And show, yeah, I'm going to show
but
you guys a good
we've
time.
We've got to go to San Fran, and Eric and I have never been there. And every time we travel and it comes to navigating around an airport, I think to myself, thank God you're with us.
Yeah.
Because we would get lost.
They also hate it when you say San Fran. So I'm not scared.
Maybe
if you
I
want me to stay home, I
maybe
will.
Maybe I shouldn't go. Yeah. Maybe I should stay home.
You think I'm scared of anybody in San Francisco?
No, I think you'd kick their ass, actually.
Thank you.
But Brian, I am nervous about. I mean, the guy doesn't want to get in a fight with a goose. So
no.
They
another human being? Are you kidding me? He can talk like he wants to kick someone's ass. He doesn't.
No.
So let's be real.
I am against fighting animals.
Yeah, but men?
Men I'm okay with.
Okay.
Animals, it's a whole nother thing.
All right.
We just got a tequila.
Thank you very much.
Here.
We got tequila shots.
Is my man wearing a Spurs shirt?
That's not a Spurs shirt.
Don't you besmirch him.
He's wearing the hell out of it. Look how jacked he is.
Sexy
all
as
right?
hell right
that's
here.
That's not a guy you want to mess with.
All right, 877. Brian, this is not your segment. 877-881-1053.
What shirt was that, though?
Well, I'll get to you in a second here, Brian. I don't know what shirt it was.
Honestly, there was a Spur on there. But I don't think it was San Antonio.
We're going to have to ask him. Brian, that's a good question, actually. We're going to have to ask him. We'll get to the top 10 most popular foods in the U.S. of A on National Food Day. I do want to play some audio for you. I heard this. I hope to God we have not played this in the history of the G-Bag Nation. If we had, just pretend we didn't.
Okay.
Here's Luke Kuechly on a podcast just talking about football, talking about stealing signs, talking about playing linebacker. And if you like football as much as we do, you're going to love this. Take it away, Luke.
The tape that we watch is called the All-22 tape. It's a high end zone, so obviously from the end zone, and then a high sideline. So from that, I can get signals. If I see the quarterback get close to the line of scrimmage and change a play, then I can go to the TV copy, and then sometimes I can pick it up on the mic. The centers and the officials wear microphones that's how you can hear stuff on the field. So boom, if I see a signal, I'll write it down, and then you got to confirm it two or three times and make sure it's right. So then when the game comes around and he's making adjustments, I'll get up there as close as I can and listen, and then I can hear like, hey, is it a familiar word? A lot of stuff in the NFL is like Larry Roger, Lou Rose, Lake and Rake, stuff like that. So it's right and left. We had a guy go salt and pepper. So if Thomas and I were both in the A-gap, they did salt and pepper. So the first time they did it, they went pepper, and they went the opposite direction. He says pepper again, and now he goes to the right. I'm like, I'm confused. I come to the sideline. My TD, what do you think it is? He's like, salt. What color is salt? I was like, I don't know. Salt's white. He's like, what color is pepper? I said, pepper's black. If I'm playing offensive line, and I'm the center, and this is Thomas, and this is me, and I want to slide here, I just say salt.
Yeah.
Because I'm the white guy.
Yeah.
And then if
yeah.
they want to go to Thomas, it's pepper.
Do you see players have different sort of approaches, I guess, to preparing for a game?
I wasn't a good enough athlete to just go out there and, like, play. And it honestly, more than anything, it calms me down. I would get into the game, and it gave me more stuff to think about, which was helpful for me.
Amazing. I loved listening to Luke there. First, the salt and pepper story, is hilarious. Thank you very much, Scotty. I appreciate you. The salt and pepper story is great. And that probably was a way where if you have a – I mean, the Cowboys might have been played that way with Sean Lee. If you've got a white linebacker, it's an easy way to try and confuse them with the calls, right? Because we're used to, like, Lucy, right? Mm-hmm. Or, you know –
when you want a heater?
Yeah, well, yeah, absolutely. But the way that he talks about watching film and then going back, and I'm going to go to the TV copy and try and match it with the audio, like, that's next-level stuff that makes Luke Kuechly great. I kind of want to ask Eric Kendricks when we get him on later, like, his way of watching film. I mean, I love listening to that. Maybe that's just me being a football nerd. You don't look very impressed.
Well, you are a football nerd. I like it.
That.
You know, I think if you know you were up against a Sean Lee, Cowboys team, you definitely want to go after the pepper. That's all I know.
That was a fail of an audio play that didn't impress you guys as much as it impressed me.
No, don't
lie to me. Don't lie to my face. Okay, don't do that.
I think I'm more
just,
impressed.
Brian, shh.
Let me just say something real quick, if I could.
Damn it.
I'm more impressed you just had a drink in front of you about seven olives on a pick. That's what I'm impressed
There's
about.
Not a single olive here, Brian.
What is that? What's
is that a
on
dirty
that?
Martini?
It's all lemons.
It's all lemons?
They're
I thought
limes.
Those were.
They're
I thought,
limes,
I
actually.
Thought, okay, I thought they were.
They're green.
Okay.
I got two shots in front of me. I'll take them after this segment because I don't have to worry about anything until 6 o'clock.
Oh, my goodness.
O'clock.
Stick around the
I'm
5
more,
o'clock
that,
hour.
Hey, yeah, your Luke Kuechly story. Eh. Whatever.
So shut your damn mouth. All right? You worry about the one damn segment of show you got to prepare for. Let the rest of us
I
carry
tell you
the
how to beat these Uh-oh. Teams every week, and they don't get it done.
Yeah, I'm ready to lash out, Gavin. He's about – he's crossing the
line. I know.
Line.
I know the telltale signs, Bully Bully.
He is crossing the line.
We have crossed
Didn't
it.
Didn't even turn his damn mic on to ask that question to Matt Barrows. It looked unprofessional.
That was the end
all right,
of
we're
the
trying to get, we're trying to get
that
to
way.
Yes. This guy doesn't know how to do damn radio.
Me professional?
It's never really been brought as his M.O.
You want to see the greatest professional? The greatest professional act ever. It's trying to host a damn post game show with Brian Broaddus.
Yeah,
and if you
because we're both ready to just MF this team.
Yeah,
and we've got to try and find a way to just make it cordial.
I've just got to the point now where like every week I try and tell you how to beat the team you're playing.
Yeah. You do a great job.
And then Jerry comes on Tuesday and it's like, yeah, we thought we were able to throw the ball on Detroit. I told you that last week.
You
Jerry.
Did.
I told you that last week.
Yep.
You know, so I, as long as I keep doing that.
Yeah.
Your trusty's corner is outstanding.
You're
like last week when there wasn't a game to prep and you're stressing about how do I fill this 340?
Oh, God, it's terrible.
How do you think the rest of us feel when we got to carry four damn segments to show?
I'll tell you what, you do a really good job of it.
Well, yeah. It doesn't sound like it, Brian.
No, Luke Kuechly's one of my favorite players.
No, it sounds like you were poo-pooing my audio.
No, honestly,
we'll move forward. Let's get to the top 10 list, Eric. What do you want to say before that?
I just wanted to say that you alleged that we were going to be football horny after hearing it, and I am right now.
Okay.
I want to be honest about that.
Yeah, because you know what? You're a damn good teammate.
Why do you lie to the man?
He's not lying. I see it in his eyes.
Thank you. Walchuk knows my tennis.
No. If he was football horny, he'd be standing up right now. He's not.
No, I'm sitting down. I'm
Brian,
hiding. I don't want to be disrespectful.
Brian, that's the second stupidest thing you've said today.
Okay.
Nobody that's horny stands up.
Walchuk, I understand two drinks are in front of you. How many are in your belly currently?
Several. So, yeah, I mean, I lost.
Okay. I just wanted the Tolos.
It's like Mardi Gras. Mardi Gras Wooly.
Mardi Gras Wooly.
Are you in LeBron territory over here?
I'm trying
buddy?
To get to LeBron James. All right, 877-881-1053.
Why don't you drink one of those drinks before you do the
Yeah, take a shot on the air right now.
Right now.
What's
you
the
won't.
Food that you...
Is this the last segment you're running, Wolchuk?
6 o'clock.
God, 6 o'clock, around the bases.
Okay.
Around the hammered bases with Wolchuk.
Around the jail.
We got a damn World Series to preview. And
we
if
do.
You want, if
we,
you want
and
some
you're
cheap,
the guy for it.
I'm the guy for it. And if you want some cheap bats, the Rangers could maybe afford, because I know Ray Davis is cheap, and that's what you like to say, which I might agree with.
And we lost our hitting coach.
I got some options
I'll hold
for
him
you.
Accountable, Wolchuk.
I got
you know
some
that.
Options for you.
Get it together, Ray.
All right, top 10 most popular foods in the U.S. of A. Guys, if you had the one food that you think you eat the most throughout the calendar year, what is it?
Cinnamon rolls.
Okay.
Burgers, burger meat at least.
Yes.
That's easy for Chief.
Eggs, and don't say hair pie.
Eggs. I would say eggs. Yeah, I mean, those are going to be the two for sure. And then, and chips. I mean, those specific chips.
Oh, yes, those avocado oil ones
those,
you love.
Chinese
those
food.
Are good chips. Chinese.
Yeah, Chinese food for you probably would
chicken,
be the
maybe?
Oh,
answer.
I was more hammered than Wolchuk and drove to the Chinese buffet after that parade.
Oh, I'm going
to
try and raise you by the time the show ends.
There's no doubt you're on your way. Yeah.
Yeah, I
live by here.
I'm 15 minutes away.
You shut up over there.
Who thinks going to poop on his couch tonight?
Hey, I've never sharted on my own couch.
Watch,
I can say
tonight,
that.
Tonight you're going to come back.
And you're proud of that.
Well, Chuck, you know me. Every morning I have a dietary supplement. Does that count?
As sharting?
No, the Metamucil Fiber Thin.
The Fiber Thin.
Okay, that would be the food I eat every single day without fail, or I'm facing significant consequences. Okay. Outside of that, I would say
Orange Magic.
The wings are up there, but
it's pizza.
Donuts, dude.
Donuts.
It's probably the Zalat, dude. Yeah. There's a lot of pizza. You've dabbled in a lot.
Hey, lately,
I do a lot of that.
Lately, yeah. It's been the Philly cheesesteak, though.
Oh, damn.
Shout out here before the show. Yeah. Excellent work, Richardson Barn Grill.
Yeah. Very quickly, Lucius, and I've also got a handle of liquor here for you that Churd from SoCal has delivered that I will bring with you tomorrow. But what's the food you consume the most?
Whole wings, man. Whole chicken wings. Prefer them to be fried. The whole wing. Not a buffalo wing or anything. Like the whole damn wing.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Wing Daddy's, which is across from where I live, Parker and Independence and Plano. Mm.
They call the little flats and drums there the party
wings.
I'm going
to hit you in the face one day. Just want you to know that.
Yeah, he is.
I'm going to hit you in the damn face.
You know what? You need to take that HR test before you do that.
I took the HR test. It's mostly against women, not male-to-male crime. Smoked brisket, honorable mention. Sloppy Joe's.
Absolutely smoked brisket.
Sloppy Joe's. That's Sloppy Joe.
Meatloaf. Meatloaf. An honorable mention.
Sloppy Moe.
Clam chowder.
Oh, clam chowder's good.
Fried chicken. But the number one
chili?
Honorable mention, just on the outside looking in, top 10 most eaten foods in the United States of America.
Chicken wings.
Chicken wings.
I love those.
Specifically
things.
Buffalo wings.
Buffalo wings.
Yeah, buffalo
wings. Which I found out this weekend.
Which I think is overrated.
Okay. Damn. You know your favorite person?
Just slathered.
Jared Sandler agrees with you that buffalo wings are the worst flavor.
See, you know,
that's a joke,
you guys are boys.
Dude.
They're back.
Yeah.
They are so bad.
Sandler's brothers.
I would never hit you, by the way,
Smart
Brian.
Kid.
I love you too much.
Talented kid.
But there's times where it's like, damn it, Brian. Damn it.
I can't think of one thing I wouldn't want tossed in buffalo sauce right now. I can't think of one thing.
Nitro gummy.
Toss it in the buffalo sauce.
It's a great marinade.
Nitro gummy?
Yeah. It might lighten up the load on me.
That nitro gummy seemed like it was pretty weak.
Yeah. Yeah, we know. Like the rest of my payoff.
No, I would never do that. The nitro gummy payoff. That's without question one that you've done that I would never do.
I wouldn't recommend it to anybody. Hats off to you, sir.
Balls of Stern.
What?
What?
I don't. Okay. Tennis.
Balls of tequila.
Tennis, peanut butter, and jelly.
When can we start mixing in water?
I have been drinking a lot of water. 9 is pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go.
That's got to be top 3.
8, mac and cheese.
I can see a lot of people
add some of that brisket to
good
it.
Snack or a meal.
Yeah. I am still laughing at the Sloppy Joes, though. Like, somebody's like, dude, I eat Sloppy Joes. Like,
you don't have Sloppy Joes.
Five
easy
times
food
a week.
Do you ever eat the, like, the mandridge?
That is Sloppy Joe for me. I always,
is that what it's called?
Yeah. Yeah, you ground beef, you add the mandwich sauce, and boom, you're good to go.
For sure.
Is that good?
Yeah, it's good.
Is it?
I grew up on it, bro.
Is that like a
pretty good?
Oh, I was about to say, is that a poor man's meal kind of a thing?
I mean, I guess
okay, don't go full Kevin Hagelin.
I'm just asking, is it a poor man's, like, real meal?
I mean, when you're going ground beef, I do the ground beef thing because it's like pretty much the best bang for your buck. So to some extent,
Eric,
yes, it is
the man which a poor man's meal.
Yes, I would say it is.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's
about time somebody acknowledged my presence on the show.
And it's good. Yeah. I've acknowledged you plenty. All right, don't get diva-esque, CeeDee Lamb.
I am.
Number 7.
Throw me the ball more.
Barbecue ribs.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Okay. Pork ribs or beef ribs? Which way are we going?
You look like you got a bone to pick with this.
No, I'm excited. You know, that it's this high.
You better sit down.
Seventh most
you're that excited.
I was gonna say I envy the guy who's just like, I have smoked.
He's not excited
because
he's lying to my face. He's not
he is.
Excited
all the time.
Dawson
he gave
will lie
me the
to
look
you
of and, I don't agree with this.
He will lie to you in a heartbeat.
6 is apple pie.
Beef rib to answer your question.
Thank
a lot
you,
more expensive.
There you go.
But
I knew you were going there.
All right, top 5 most popular foods. Shut up in the United States of America.
Pepper on that thing.
Number 5 is chocolate chip cookies. Number 4, this is shocking. It's a po' boy.
Po' boy sandwich? A shrimp po' boy?
It's all of them.
The fourth
it's just a po' boy sandwich.
I'll tell you what, man. A roast beef po' boy, not a bad sandwich.
You can go crawfish, shrimp, beef, and any number of other meats.
Yeah.
But the po' boy's taken over, apparently.
Yeah.
I think it's the most popular sandwich in America.
This sounds like a southern-centric type of deal. A lot of New Orleans food, some Texas barbecue.
Hey, Gavin, do we live in the South?
Okay. I'm loving it. I'm not complaining.
Yeah, okay, do, Pacific Northwest boy.
About time.
Somebody wants to keep bitching to be bitching.
I'd say that.
Number three, hot dogs.
Seattle's the best place ever.
Number two is biscuits and gravy. Speaking of the South. Yeah, it is.
All right, Dawson, I apologize. You're right.
But number one, Brian brought it. So I don't care if you're in the South, you're a Yankee, or wherever the hell you are in the
hamburger.
United States. The number one most consumed food in the U.S. of A. is the hamburger.
Hamburger.
Okay?
Yeah.
There's your top 10
at
420.
Thank you, Chuck. Expertly navigated.
I'll see you guys at 6 o'clock. I'm going to sit out until then.
Top 10 at 420 every afternoon here at the G-Bag Nation. We are live at Richardson Bar and Grill. G-Bag Nation 2024 flags await. You're getting off work. You've been listening to us, having a good time, fellowshipping. Come have one with Woolchuck. You know, shoot. Have a half dozen with Woolchuck. He is on one, boy. And he is the star of the show here today, the G-Bag Nation on 105 through the Fan. We do have the football's finest coming up, then Eric Kendricks. Chief, what's in store?
The realest speech in football history. And move over, T.O. There's a new crier in town.
That is right. Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan. We are live at Richardson Bar and Grill, Campbell Road. Join us. We have G-Bag Nation flags. Got reinforcements after our initial allotment was blown out in 75 minutes. The Tolos came, and they're having a great time here. And we want to thank everybody for making us part of your day. And, you know, the G-Bag Nation flag is just a small token of our appreciation. This year is adorning the Whataburger colors and logo. Very unique flag. Some people say it's the best ever. Now for an edition of Football's Finest. Eric Kendricks is coming up at 5 o'clock. Here's Eric Chiafalo.
On the heels of Tua saying that he will be playing football to the death of him and acknowledging that for personal choices he will not be wearing a guardian cap to help protect his very susceptible brain, we have a quote from Tyreek Hill here, who's very excited to have his QB1 back. And I understand that because the quarterbacks that they've been running out there as the backups have been a true unmitigated disaster. No one knows that better than Woolchuck, who has Tyreek Hill on at least one of his fantasy teams.
I took Tyreek Hill in every single one of them.
There you go.
And they all suck.
Well, he's fired up. Listen to this, man. We remember when T.O. was crying about old Romo?
Yeah. Drawing up plays with Witten.
Tyreek's out here talking about Tua. Quote, he looked great. Me and him connected on a few deep shots today. I missed that. Told him I got to take him and his wife to dinner because I missed him so much. That bleep was so beautiful. That bleep almost made me cry. Just hearing his voice, the respect I have for him, the respect this whole team has for him. So it is definitely a breath of fresh air for a guy in Tyreek Hill who was basically a rendered useless player over the entire part of the season to date that Tua has been out.
I learned something about these guardian cap things. There's a helmet. There's a helmet that he can wear that's better than wearing a guardian cap, and this is what he might be doing.
Well, why wouldn't they all do that then?
Well, it's a league approved helmet, so it's kind of a new thing.
It's the why you're not wearing a guardian cap.
Exactly.
Thing. Yeah.
Riddell makes a helmet called the Axiom 3D quarterback helmet, and so there's like six different.
Should have been wearing that already if he wasn't.
Six different. The league calls this their guardian cap optional helmets is what this is.
Mm-hmm.
And so this one is a quarterback specific one that's made by Riddell, and it's called the Axiom 3D quarterback. So maybe instead of wearing a guardian cap, he's going to wear one of these space age helmets for him.
Okay, and cool. I would say one.
Just a thought.
Yeah, and
just
a thought. I respect the thought, and I appreciate you letting me know that because I wasn't aware of that particular helmet.
Yeah,
but why wasn't he already wearing that?
I reached out to my equipment.
And he was, and yeah, maybe he was wearing that. I don't know.
Do everything,
but. Yeah, I'm a little bit surprised.
I think the story to me is about how important it is to have good wide receivers and quarterbacks, and you take anybody out of there. Like it used to happen with Antonio Brown and Ben Roethlisberger. I was a big fantasy player back then, daily fantasy. Mm. And if one of those two was out, it was like the passing game was absolutely nothing. It was like you couldn't even recognize that Antonio Brown no longer a productive wide receiver. You know, so if I'm in Miami right now, I'm excited about getting Tua back in the mix. You know, I don't know if we have enough, even if he stays healthy, really to be in a great spot. But at least this gives him a chance. And if a combination of health and, you know, more adjustments can, you know, help him stay healthy, I think Miami should still look at this like we can make this happen if we can solve this concussion thing. So if this one doesn't work, I think you got to go guardian cap. You know, you got to be looking at neck stabilizing type of deals. Is there a drop down we can go from like the face guard down to the chest area to avoid those jaw shots, you know, that Ed Reed was talking about?
Didn't Peyton Manning have one of those back in the day? He had the extender.
Yeah,
he had the almost like a mask. Batting helmet extender for, you know, to keep pitches
Dante Culpepper wore it off
your face. Yeah, I think Manning was the first one that had that extender that went to down the jawline.
He gets made fun of it.
Yeah.
You know, to this day.
But he never had one that fit.
Remember, he always had that square on his forehead.
Rodgers, by the way, Aaron Rodgers is now dealing with the Peyton Manning forehead, redhead deal.
Oh, yeah,
I was noticing that the other night, Sunday Night Football. It's like, wow, he's got the same syndrome.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah, it's probably a different helmet that protects you more but puts a little bit more of a tighter fit on that so you don't get that whiplash effect.
Aaron Rodgers also said that Davante Adams spoke to the team after the game the other day, and Aaron Rodgers said that, quote, "I thought it was the realest speech I'd heard in a locker room in 20 years.
Who gave this speech?
Davante Adams.
Awesome.
5 seconds into his tenure as a New York Jet.
Well, you know, somebody's got to, right? There's not a lot of people that know how to win on that team.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
Now,
thank you.
Let's do a quick.
Yeah, well done.
that was some of the best drunken analysis I've heard. The efficiency, just boom, in, out, like nice work.
I'm not even drunk, guys. So.
Not even close. All right, hands up in the air,
just,
boys.
Like, play cool, dude.
Keep your respective sausage fingers off your keyboard. It's time for an impromptu edition live from Richardson Bar and Grill.
I love this.
Guess that spread. Thursday Night Football. The survivor pick for Brian Broaddus and Gavin Dawson. Vikings at Rams. Broaddus, guess that spread.
Vikings -3.5.
Okay, I like that.
2.5.
2.5, says Dawson. Boys.
It is 2.5 because we looked at it earlier. And you know what, boys? Locked me down for the Rams tonight.
Now I know he's hammered.
You're going Rams?
Survivor with the Rams?
Put it in.
Put it in. I'm putting it in for you as a chance to change his mind.
Yeah, because once you put it in, rules are rules.
Rules are rules.
Eric, you know what? Put it in. Puka. And Cobb. Mr. Cooper Cup.
Mm-hmm.
I almost said Cobb.
You said Cobb.
Yeah.
Said Randall Cobb.
Kyron Williams.
Randall Cobb.
Kyron. Those are players for the Rams.
And Matthew Stafford.
And they all exist.
And don't forget Verson Fitz.
I think they're down three offensive linemen in this game.
When are they not, Brian? When are they not?
Do you want the Rams?
No.
I heard him say he wanted the Rams.
You didn't type it fast enough, dude.
I have the sheet, the survivor pool up. I did not type it yet.
Eric Schiaffoli, you make the call. Locked in?
I think...
I'll do it if I am.
I heard lock it in.
I think you locked it in, Wolchuk.
Let's go, Rams.
Here we go.
Let's go.
Rams, here we go.
Woo! Rams are going to win tonight. I'm going to look like a genius tomorrow.
It's true, dude, because remember, dude, history's on Wolchuk's side, because think about it. They did last, wasn't it last year or 2 years ago when Baker Mayfield on 5 seconds notice, short week, Thursday Night Football? What does he do with McSex and company? He goes and gets the dub, Thursday Night style. I think Wolchuk's
who's
go three
Kevin
for
O'Connell's
three on Thursday Night Survivor pick.
Predecessor? Who did he learn everything from?
That'd be McSex.
Yeah, it would be, wouldn't it?
Green Bay at Jacksonville. Zach Wolchuk, guess that spread.
I'm going to go Packers -7 here, Chief.
I like that. Broaddus?
Packers -6.
Dawson?
Let's go 7.5, Chief.
Packers -4.5, gentlemen.
Wow.
Sounds like
respect
you guys should
be Jags.
All over the Packers.
Yeah. What is that? Per play efficiency? Are the Jags actually better than their record? How's Vegas getting to this number?
Honestly, I would need to look into that a little bit because I don't know. I don't have much respect for
that. Sounds
the
like
Jags.
A Vegas mistake to
four
me.
And a half?
Might be
four
a trap bet, though.
That sounds like 4.5. Take the Packers. That's the bet of the week.
We have the
Give me Green Bay. Give me Green Bay.
You want Green Bay?
I'm going to rock with the Rams. I think it'll make tonight fun.
There you go.
Well, speaking of fun, we have Eric Kendricks potentially on deck here. So
yeah, he's maybe running cool? a little bit late.
Oh, is he running a little late? So he's on walkthrough right now. He's texting with our guy, Bront, over there, who's handling everything Bront. Eric Hendricks related. He said 5 at the earliest. He's in a walkthrough right now. So you got time, man. You might be able to carry it over if you want to for a little bit.
Yeah, whatever you guys want to
more
happen.
More Wolchuk segments. That's
yeah,
what
more
I
drunk
need.
Wolchuk. I think
I'm not doing anything until 6 o'clock, guys. I'm out.
Let's do this. Let's step
You're
aside.
You're lucky that I'm embracing you with my radio gold right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, if Kendricks is on time, we can get to him right here at the top. If not, we'll just continue to roll out a little bit of football's finest with you here live. Richardson Bar and Grill. Come get your 2024 G-Bag Nation Whataburger flag. We are out of the pint glasses. Salute to Tolbert Garage Door for providing those. Those are epic Flagtober pint glasses. Okay, and look forward to your next opportunity to pick that up. If you are in the Grand Prairie area, the G-Bag Nation and KMC will be there tomorrow. So that's 10 to 7, the Fan GP Takeover. Cannot wait, all right? We're back with Eric Kendricks and some more football content here. It's the G-Bag Nation and the Fan.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.